Welcome to the Connected Leaders Academy virtual conference designed to reshape your vision of transformation. As we navigate the evolving business landscape, our speakers will unveil innovative strategies to manage and initiate change. Prepare to adapt, innovate, and lead, ensuring your role in this transformative era.
Imagine waking up one day and realizing that the entire course of your life could change with a single choice. Not a choice about your career, your relationships, or your goals, but a fundamental choice about how you view the universe itself. This choice, believe it or not, is whether you see the universe as loving or hostile. And it's a choice that each of us makes consciously or unconsciously every single day. You might be thinking, how can that be a choice? Surely the universe just is what it is. Now, before you think, oh, this is going to be one of those talks where I just get told to think positive, let me stop you right there. This isn't about slapping a smile on your face when you feel like your life is a mess. This is about going deep. It's about shifting from the inside out and how this belief has transformed my life and the lives of my clients. Let me share a personal story that might change your perspective, and fair warning, it involves me being an idiot. But hey, we've all been there, right? I was driving for Uber to earn some extra cash, sleeping in my car to maximize my time. Just picture this, a grown man curled up in the backseat of a car. Not exactly the glamorous life I'd imagined for myself. One night at 2 a.m., because apparently scammers don't believe in beauty sleep, I received a call that seemed to be from Uber. They claimed my account had been hacked and they needed my help. Now, in my defense, it was 2 a.m., and my brain was about as functional as a chocolate teapot. Long story short, it was a scam. The person on the other end stole $1,500, everything I had earned over those 2 days. In the past, I would have been consumed by anger and resentment, and it would have been entirely reasonable to freak out, shut down, and curse the world, thinking, everyone is out to get me. Nothing ever works out for me. But this time, something different happened. Instead of succumbing to despair, I made a conscious choice to view this through a different lens. I told myself, there's an opportunity in this. The world isn't out to get me. There's something here for me to learn or gain. Instead of staying in my car and driving back early in the morning as I normally would have, I was so energized by all the adrenaline coursing through my veins, I decided to head home. As I drove, I noticed the thoughts about, you're such an idiot, how could you fall for that, and why did you ignore your gut? But I chose to dismiss them. Instead, I felt an unexpected sense of excitement, thinking, somehow, this is all happening for my benefit. The next day, I shared the story with a friend and explained how I viewed the situation as an opportunity rather than a setback. He was so inspired by my outlook that he hired me on the spot to be his coach. To top it all off, I later discovered that I had insurance that covered the loss, allowed me to recover all the money. What initially seemed like a $1,500 setback turned into an amazing opportunity simply because I chose to see the universe as loving and supportive rather than hostile. Now, let's pause for a moment. I want you to reflect on a time when something seemingly terrible happened to you. How did you react? Did you curse the universe? Or did you look for the opportunity? This story illustrates the first and perhaps most crucial point I want to make today. Everything is happening for you, not to you. When we choose to believe that we live in a loving universe, we open ourselves up to possibilities that we might otherwise miss. Think about a big goal you set in the past. Was everything smooth sailing? I'm sure all sorts of issues and problems showed up. And this is the way most people see it, and many will even abandon the goal. But if you look, you will see something very different. If those obstacles didn't occur, how would you transform whatever is in your life that is out of line with your goal? Start to see the obstacles in your life as gifts. What are they there to teach you? Again, they are a gift. Now, I know some of you might be thinking, that's easy for you to say. You don't know what I've been through. And you're right, I don't. But let me share a bit about my own journey. I wasn't always someone who believed in a loving universe. In fact, I spent a lot of my life believing the opposite. For much of my life, I was both broke and broken by most standards. I faced more pain than I can put into words. I've been sexually, physically, and emotionally abused. From the ages of 12 to 17, I spent most of my years couch surfing, homeless, and living on the streets. When I was 18, my world shattered again when my youngest brother, who was 10, was hit by a car and killed. 17 years later, my next youngest brother, who was 28, took his own life. Obviously, being my younger brother is pretty dangerous. I've battled addiction, been arrested in multiple countries, been disowned by my family, and came close to death multiple times. There was even a period when my kids were taken away from me for years. I spent years trying to figure out what was wrong with me, why life kept piling on. I tried deepening my relationship with God, then abandoning him altogether. I tried psychology, psychiatry, medication, and multiple 12-step programs, but nothing seemed to change. Life just kept sucking and happening to me. But here's the thing, and I want you to really hear this. If I could go back, I wouldn't change a single thing. Not because I'm special or because I'm deeply connected to some grand plan for my life, but because I now understand that everything I went through, everything you go through in life, is for your growth and development. Now, I know that might be hard to believe, and you might be thinking, how could all that pain possibly be for your growth? This brings me to the next point. Do you live in a loving or hostile universe? Believe it or not, it's a choice. And it's a choice you make every single day, whether you realize it or not. Let me ask you this. When you wake up in the morning, what's your first thought? Is it, oh no, not another day? Or is it, I wonder what amazing things will happen today? Your answer to that question says a lot about how you view the universe. You see, when we choose to see the universe as loving, everything changes. Your thoughts become things, and the proof is in your life. Your outer world follows your inner world. Whether you like it or not, what shows up in your life is a reflection of what your subconscious believes is for your best. And here's where it gets tricky. The subconscious can't distinguish between what's real or imagined, and more importantly, it has no context. It will follow the programmed belief to the grave unless a new belief is put in its place. It's like having a very loyal but not very bright dog. It will fetch whatever you throw, even if it's off a cliff. And this is why self-love is the basis of everything. There's nothing wrong with you. You have nothing to prove, and you can never rise above the opinion you have of yourself. Let me share a story about a client I work with or worked with. They had experienced the unimaginable. Their spouse committed suicide right in front of them. At that time, they felt trapped in a hostile universe, one where the world seemed unforgiving and their suffering insurmountable. Can you imagine the pain, the guilt, the overwhelming sense of loss? When they decided to work with me, inspired by how I navigated my own brother's suicide, they began to see a different perspective. Through our work together, they started to shift from feeling like the universe was hostile to seeing it as a loving one. As they released the trauma and forgave their spouse for both the tragic event and the unresolved aspects of their relationship, they began to experience a profound change. They became open to new possibilities, including entering a healthy new relationship. They also began to see their life as one filled with opportunities for growth and impact. Not only did they find a more fulfilling job in the same field with increased pay and responsibility, their social life flourished. They found time to engage in activities they loved. This transformation allowed them to move from a perception of a hostile universe to one that felt supportive and loving, where they could thrive and find joy once more. Now, I want you to think about a challenge you're facing right now. How would that challenge look different if you believed, truly believed, that the universe was conspiring in your favor? Now, I know what you're thinking. That's great for them, but how do I make this shift? Well, it starts with understanding that thoughts and feelings are habits like anything else. You are not your thoughts. You are not your feelings. Have you ever thought you are your hand? Of course not. You know you have a hand. One of the biggest lies we tell ourselves is that we are our mind. We have a mind, but if you don't learn how to use it, it will use you. This is why my clients and I meditate and use affirmations every day. Meditation allows you to see yourself as the observer of your thoughts and feelings. This makes them less personal and allows space for another way of thinking and feeling. Affirmations are an excellent way to reprogram your subconscious. The key here, though, is not lip service, but to actually practice standing in the feeling and experience the affirmation as if it is real and already a part of who you are. It's like method acting, but instead of pretending to be someone else, you're pretending to be the best version of yourself until it becomes real. Another powerful technique I use is called the heart breath, which goes like this. Breathe into your belly so it expands, and when you breathe out, contract your belly. Do this 3 times. And then on the fourth, breathe into your belly, hold it at the top, and try to notice 5 heartbeats. Then exhale and take another breath into your belly and hold it at the top. And try to notice 10 heartbeats. Repeat this, trying to notice 15 heartbeats, then 20 heartbeats in one breath hold. This is powerful for 2 reasons. One, you can't notice and count your heartbeat while thinking thoughts. So it pulls you quickly out of your head and back into your body. Two, it triggers the parasympathetic system, telling your subconscious you are safe. It's like hitting the reset button on your stress response. When we are stuck in a pattern, we're actually addicted to the chemicals released in our body from the thoughts and the feelings. And just like in an addiction, there's withdrawal when we start to make a change. So be prepared for that. It's like your cells are throwing a temper tantrum because they're not getting their usual fix. And this is why it's crucial to learn to be comfortable being uncomfortable. We are designed to survive, which said another way means not to die. But that's not a very high standard of living, is it? It's like saying your life goal is not to fall into a volcano. Sure, it's important, but could we aim a little higher? Instead, imagine looking back at the end of your life and saying, "Wow, I would love to do that all over again." That's the kind of life we should be aiming for. I want to share one more personal story with you. I'm currently married for the second time. And from my first marriage, I have two kids. When my ex-wife and I divorced, she did everything in her power to keep the kids from me, even going as far as trying to prove that I was a danger to them. I never had any money to fight her in court, and it felt like an impossible situation. Can you imagine the pain of being separated from your children, being falsely accused? The frustration of being powerless to change the situation. However, as I continued doing my inner work, I began to see things more clearly. I realized that everything was happening for me, even this painful experience, my anger, my constant fighting, and the complaints I had about her, though I felt completely justified, were only keeping me stuck. So I made a conscious decision to stop fighting and to stop feeding the resentment. Instead, I began practicing gratitude, acknowledging the role she was playing in my growth, and recognizing that no matter how misguided, she was just trying to protect our kids in her own way. Once I embraced this new perspective, something incredible happened. One day, out of the blue, she called and everything changed. Now I have the joy of having my older kids back in my life. And that shift from anger to understanding and gratitude was the catalyst that made all the difference. The point of this story is crucial. Complaining and resisting our circumstances is the glue that keeps us stuck. When we let go of that resistance, we open ourselves up to incredible possibilities. Take a moment and think about that thing you've been resisting in your life. Yes, that one. How has that resistance served you? How might your life change if you could let go of that resistance? I want to leave you with a few questions to think about. Where in your life are you complaining and resisting what is so? Where in your life are you more attached to being right than being happy? Now, here's a clue. Look in the areas where you have lots of proof. When you set a goal, how do you respond to all the things that get in the way? Remember, the secret to happiness is simple. Think happy thoughts. But more than that, it's about setting yourself up to win. It's about recognizing that an emotion will last 90 seconds if unresisted. You can do anything for 90 seconds. And then, it's neutralized or turned into joy. It's like emotional surfing. Ride the wave, don't fight it, and you'll come out on the other side. We tend to think of our brain as this incredible tool that helps us analyze the world and make good decisions and choices, but the reality is a bit different. Our brain actually has no access to new information. just the programming that is stored, usually from a very young age. So instead of being a fact finder, it's a justification machine, constantly looking to prove what we believe is true. Let me give you a fascinating example of how our brain fills in gaps based on what it expects to see. In other words, lie to you. Google it because it will seem made up. There's a blind spot in your vision caused by the optic disc, where the optic nerve passes through the retina. This creates a small area in your visual field where you literally cannot see anything. You're probably saying, BS, I've never seen a hole in my vision. Here's what's nuts. You don't perceive this blind spot. Why? Because your brain fills in the gap with what it thinks should be there based on the surrounding visual information. This is a perfect metaphor for how our brain operates in general. It's constantly filling in the gaps in our perception and understanding with what it expects to see based on our past experiences and beliefs. We see what we expect to see. We feel the way we are supposed to feel. This is not free will. This is not being at choice. This is why it's so important to be mindful of our thoughts and beliefs. Did you know that when you are stressed, you literally start to send less blood to your critical thinking center in your brain? When you need it most, you're tying one hand behind your back and more likely to make mistakes. Instead of being able to see the whole picture, you get tunnel vision. But here's the good news. You have the power to change this. You have the power to choose whether you see the universe as hostile or loving. And that choice will change everything. As a transformational life coach and Psych-K facilitator, I've seen countless individuals make this shift and transform their lives. If you're feeling stuck, overwhelmed, or like you're constantly fighting against the world, know that there's another way. So I encourage you, take some time to reflect on what you've heard today. Consider how your life might change if you chose to see the universe as loving rather than hostile. What would be different? How would you feel? What new possibilities might open up for you? And if you want to explore these ideas further to truly transform your life and unlock your full potential, know that support is available. Whether it's through further reading, personal development work, or one-on-one coaching, there are tools and resources out there to help you on this journey. I want to leave you with this. Life is not happening to you. It's happening for you. Every challenge, every setback, every moment of pain, it's all part of your growth and development. And the more you practice this belief, the easier it will be to step into the person you are and make the impact you desire. I'd love to connect with you further. You can find me on Facebook, LinkedIn, or Instagram at Coach Yaakov W.
Thank you for participating in today's enlightening session. As we transition to our next expert, remember that each strategy and insight is a step toward becoming a transformative leader in your field. Visit ConnectedLeadersAcademy.com to stay engaged and informed. The journey of change is ongoing. Let's move forward together.